Some ancient Egyptian artifacts are at the center of a controversial federal trial in Manhattan. Frederick Schultz, an antiquities dealer, is charged with conspiring to sell Egyptian artifacts that, according to the Egyptian government, were stolen. Archaeologists support the prosecution, saying that dealers and collectors need to be sent a message that these ancient objects are more valuable left undisturbed. Antiquities dealers say their entire trade is on trial. David Darcy reports.
Prosecutors charge that Frederick Schultz worked with professional art thieves from 1991 to 1996 to acquire, conceal, and resell ancient Egyptian objects, including the sculpted head of a pharaoh that the government says Schultz knew was state property. If convicted, Schultz could face a 3-year prison term. Criminal prosecutions of antiquities dealers are rare. In the past, foreign countries like Turkey and Greece have filed civil suits to claim property in U.S. collections that they say was stolen. The criminal prosecutions are especially rare when goods are alleged to have been stolen in another country. Lucille Roussin, an archaeologist and lawyer who's been attending the trial, says criminal penalties put teeth in the law.
I think it will help strengthen the enforcement of our own antiquities laws, the Cultural Property Implementation Act, and our customs laws, which also forbid the import of stolen antiquities.
Frederick Schultz has the support of the Association of Dealers in Ancient, Oriental, and Primitive Art, which he used to head. William Perlstein, a lawyer for that group, sees a broader government agenda at work. 3 years ago, New York collector Michael Steinhardt was forced to hand over a gold Greek tray allegedly smuggled out of Italy. And Perlstein says other dealers have been targeted.
This is not happenstance at all. The federal government is obviously out to shut down the antiquities trade. I mean, there's a very obvious thread from the Steinhardt matter to the prosecution of a coin dealer in Encino, California, for dealing in Turkish objects, which he obtained as a result of a sting, and the Schultz matter, all of which were based on the National Stolen Property Act.
The case is a face-off between dealers who want a free market in the antiquities trade, much of which passes from poor countries to rich countries, and archaeologists who say the trade causes looting of historical sites, which renders them incapable of studying the past. Schultz's conviction could also encourage foreign governments to use U.S. courts to recover objects in the United States. In a criminal trial, it's the U.S. government, not a foreign country, making the claim that pays the bill. The prosecution is charging that Schultz funded a smuggling operation. Their star witness is Jonathan Tokley Parry, a handsome British restorer. He testified that Schultz provided him money and that he provided Schultz with objects that were either stolen or purchased illegally in Egypt, sometimes from the Egyptian Antiquities Police, and then smuggled out of the country. One of Tokley Parry's techniques was to coat objects with resin and gold paint to make them look like gift shop souvenirs. He removed the exterior when he got the works back to England. Tokley Parry used tea bags to discolor and age labels on objects to make it seem that they'd come from a collection that, he said, his great-uncle brought out of Egypt in the 1920s, long before a 1983 law that made all newly found antiquities state property. Tokley Parry and Schultz corresponded about all these details in letters that Tokley Parry signed James Bond style 003 or 006. Archaeologist Lucille Roussin says the official story of Schultz the Innocent could be hard to sustain.
He met Tokley Parry in London. He knew that Tokley Parry was falsifying things to get them out of Egypt. Tokley Parry was constantly, at least according to his testimony, consulting with Schultz about what the best marketing plans were for these things and how they could make the most money and how he could, in fact, give Fred Schultz the highest commission possible if he were to sell it under certain circumstances. I think that to proclaim that he didn't know is not going to wash.
Defense lawyers call Tokley Parry a pathological liar, yet he did spend 3 years in a British prison for the theft of objects that he says he stole for Schultz. Schultz declined to testify on Tokley Parry's behalf at that London trial. A Schultz conviction in this trial will hurt the trade, William Perlstein says. But the antiquities business has been hurt even more, he thinks, by the trial judge's decision to apply an Egyptian law that says that all antiquities found anywhere in Egypt after 1983 are state property, and therefore, under U.S. law, Schultz could have been dealing in stolen goods. Perlstein predicts more criminal prosecutions of antiquities dealers and, eventually, a public that knows less about the ancient world.
I think that for the last couple of years, the Metropolitan Museum of Art has outdrawn the New York Yankees. And they're not all headed towards the gift shops or the dining rooms. And on the first floor of the Met are the new Roman wing, the new Greek wing, the Crete wing. so that one of the prime attractions at the Met, which is taking in, what, 3-4 million people a year, are these classical sculptures, the exhibition of which in the U.S. has now been put in jeopardy. Certainly the accretion of those collections has been put in jeopardy.
The trade even has a term for the government strategy, the war on collecting, and antiquities dealers say it has political roots. They claim the State Department goes after Italian objects in exchange for cooperation on drug enforcement or for the basing of cruise missiles in Italy. Both Italian government and U.S. State Department officials deny any connection. Perlstein says Schultz's indictment came after Schultz criticized the Turkish government for flooding a valley that was rich in antiquities before it could be excavated. Archaeologist Lucille Roussant says there's no war, just law enforcement scrutinizing a field that got accustomed to operating with impunity.
I would say that the agenda for the people making the claim is that they're pushing for a free and open market in all antiquities. The government is certainly not conducting a war on collecting. There's plenty out there to be collected that has a provenance. The government is ensuring that we maintain our commitment through the Cultural Property Implementation Act, the nations with whom we have agreements, and helping governments who ask for our help around the world, who know that their antiquities have been looted and are winding up in U.S. collections.
The trial of Frederick Schultz could last at least another week. The Scotland Yard detective who conducted the investigation in Egypt and England that led to Jonathan Tokley Parry's conviction is expected to testify in federal court. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.